A ceasefire seems to be holding in Afghanistan, but there is no guarantee of peace before this fall's elections, in which President Hamid Karzai faces 22 challengers in a tightening race. Factional fighting broke out this week in the western province of Herat. The warring parties may be positioning themselves in advance of the October 9th presidential and parliamentary votes. Mr. Karzai, who has said that he needs a decisive victory to wield power in Afghanistan, now faces what may be growing opposition from the Mujahideen and remnants of the Taliban, as U.S. control in the vast country outside of the capital in Kabul seems tenuous. Carlotta Gall is a correspondent for the New York Times and joins us from Kabul. Carlotta, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
You have suggested in your reporting, Carlotta, that although there are 9 million registered voters in Afghanistan, there are smoke-filled rooms, as we put it in the United States, all over Afghanistan now, in which the course of the election in one way or another may be being determined or thrashed out.
That's for sure. The main characters are the jihadi leaders, as they're called, the people who lead the political parties that came out of the Mujahideen, and some of them now who are presidential candidates themselves. But I think what everyone knows is that Karzai is a character who wants to have a broad support. And, you know, everyone feels here it won't be clear until the last day before the election who will come out and suddenly say we're supporting him. Everyone feels there could be deals made right up to the last minute.
How much of Afghanistan, in your judgment, can be said to be under control of the provisional government, and how much remains outside of that control, either in the grip of the Taliban or the Mujahideen or others?
Well, a lot of Afghanistan has always, and I think still is, controlled by regional chiefs or local commanders. And it's not fair to call them all warlords, because even if they were Mujahideen, some of them are tribal elders of their tribe. Now, a lot of these are with Karzai. I mean, they agreed 2.5 years ago, they helped fight the Taliban, and then they agreed on Karzai as a leader. I would say he's got a lot of support, and I would say he's got a good chance of winning the election in the first round. But he's always negotiating and working with the different regional powers, that's for certain.
And I want to ask you about this, too. There, three Americans have gone on trial in Afghanistan, in an Afghan court, charged with running this vigilante jail that the world learned about that held up to 8 prisoners. Can you give us some idea of both the defense they've offered and whether or not investigators believe this was an isolated case?
The amazing thing on whether it was an isolated case is that the U.S. military spokesman here suggested after they went on trial that there may be more of these vigilantes wandering around who they don't know about.
Were the men simply sadists, or were they serving somebody's political or economic agenda?
No, well, of course, they say they are legitimate, but that they say that they were working for a counter-terrorist unit directly with links to the Pentagon, and that they can prove it. They were complaining when they last were in court, particularly by Jonathan Idima, who appears to be the ringleader, that a lot of the evidence in their house was confiscated and then by the Afghan authorities and then handed to the FBI. And they said if we can get that back, it will be able to prove our connection. But they haven't really come out with anything very convincing. And it's still not clear to me what he was really doing. There's several suggested motives. One, that he was just a bounty hunter, hoping maybe to strike it big because there's a huge bounty, as we know, on Osama bin Laden. Or that he wanted to get back in by doing some sort of anti-terror operation of his own, get back into the good graces of the American military. And possibly he had just a very good time when he came out in 2001, roving around looking for bin Laden, and came back on a similar trip. He came in April, I think, and was arrested in July.
Carlotta, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Carlotta Gall, correspondent for the New York Times.